airwaves via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. Kicking off another week of fun and excitement tonight. It's Ian with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you the features for free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that is freetalklive.com. Much to discuss tonight, as always here. Of course, the big news last week was the suicide attack, the guy that flew his plane into the side of a building that housed an IRS office. And, of course, the predictable fallout is beginning to occur from that. News stories being published with kind of this theme of, these people are patriots and they hate them. They hate the government, and we need to be scared. And is this terrorism, or was this just a crazy guy? And I guess there's all kinds of discussion about this this topic going on out there.
How could it be anything but terrorism? I mean, you know, he's trying to affect political change through terror, right?
That's what it seems.
I mean, it's got to be terrorism by its the definition I understand, and I do think generally that terrorists are crazy in some manner or another, unless they have some kind of societal organization that backs them up, that makes them that makes it so that sort of normal people might participate in terrorism, but
like the government.
Well, I mean, when governments act in tyrannical fashions, yes.
So we're gonna get we can get to that discussion here about what the the news media is saying, and some people are calling this guy a hero. I don't think he's a hero. Let's go first though to your phone calls. Ian is on the line in Michigan. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Ian.
How you guys doing?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, I was just thinking about Porch Fest and was wondering if there are any dates set for this year yet.
I believe the dates are set, yes. I don't have them in front of me.
You'd have to go to freestateproject.org, and I'm sure it's on there somewhere.
Yeah, I was online a little earlier fishing around, and I couldn't find anything.
So I think porchfest.com is actually where you want to go. I think that takes you to the P-O-R-C-F-E-S-T. Porchfest.com should take you to the appropriate page on the Free State Project website. I know the dates have been chosen because they were chosen at the very end of last year's event, because I'd already reserved at that point my campground for
June 24th through the 27th.
Well done. There you go. June 24th through 27th. And normally that's the weekend. Typically there are several days in advance of whatever the first day is, so probably it's... There are probably going to be people there as early as the 20th that are just going to be camping and hanging out unofficially, if you will. So is that the info you were looking for?
Yeah, that sounds good. That's all I wanted to know. Just a quick question. Also, I saw Shutter Island, the movie, yesterday. It was great, so I recommend that to anyone that's looking for a good movie to see. Well,
what was so great about it?
It was just mentally exhausting, but those are the kind of movies I like. Huge twist. That was about it. I'm a big fan of Leo, so all around, I just thought it was a good movie.
Cool. Well, thanks for the recommendation. And Ian, I guess we'll see you at Porkfest. Thanks for the call tonight. Of course, he's talking about the Free State Project's Porcupine Freedom Festival. It's a yearly event that occurs right smack dab in the middle of summer. Beautiful time of the year to come up and be outdoors in New Hampshire quite a bit. It's in the woods. It's a camping
kind of
event.
Lots of people come to New Hampshire in the winter, too.
Do they?
Yes, to slide down mountains.
Sled, yeah. Things like ski.
Skiing, yes. They call it skiing.
They don't do sled.
They sled, they sled standing up on two separate little sleds.
Yeah.
I know you went to the ski place and you went down in an inner tube and you think
no, I didn't
the
do the I didn't do the inner tube, but that sounds like fun to me.
Yeah, the inner tube's great. I wish that the mountain was a little steeper for the inner tube.
Yeah.
But because I have no desire to learn how to stand on the two sleds that can go other directions and stuff like that. I tried that. It was very painful. The inner tube I did. It was fun, but I wish you went a little faster.
I found the snowboarding to be a real pain. But I did try the ski blades, which I thought were pretty neat, and I'll give them another try at some point.
They're like fat skis?
They're like little skis. They're not as long as regular skis, and you don't have to have the poles, because I guess the skiers, they have the pole things that they use.
You're going to wish you had those things.
You don't know. You don't need them.
All right.
Because it's kind of like... It's like roller skating, but with skiing. They're not as short as roller skates, but that's kind of the idea.
I see.
The motion is kind of similar that you do with your feet and your legs. I don't really know how to explain it too well. I've only done it once, but it was much...
The motion I did was mostly falling down.
That was definitely what I did with the snowboard. But with the ski blades, I could catch myself better from the falls that I inevitably was going to take. So anyway,
the worst part is when you fall down and then one of the skis decides that it's going to dislodge from your foot and it goes down the hill, and then you've got to
go crawl after.
What do you do? You've got one ski on, one ski off. How do you get the other ski?
All right. Well, hey, you can dial in here toll free at 800-259-9231. But the Porcupine Freedom Festival was an absolute blast last year. It's way up in the northern part of New Hampshire, so it's a nice drive all the way up there, and it was just a lot of fun. So I look forward to it this year. Of course, coming up shortly is the Liberty Forum. We're less than a month away from that, and you can get details on that at freestateproject.org/libertyforum. Don't forget to use our discount code of FTL to save 10%. That is FTL, like Free Talk Live. So, ABC News reporting that most were shocked by the charred scene of Joe Stack's kamikaze attack on a Texas IRS office. But for an alarmingly growing number of Americans, Stack is a hero. The web was studded with praise for Stack almost immediately after his plane slammed into the Austin office complex Thursday morning, the admiring salutes appearing on sites ranging from Facebook to the pages of extremist groups reflect what experts say is an explosive growth in the anti-government patriot movement. Extremist groups are already aligning behind Joe Stack, beginning to talk about him as a hero, said Mark Patak, director of the Southern Poverty Law Center, which studies American militia and hate groups, saying that the growth of those groups has been astounding. Stack's suicide note, an angry rant against the IRS and the government, which was posted online the morning of his death, got around 20 million hits before it was taken down at the request of the FBI, according to the president and founder of T35, the network service provider for the website where the note was posted. Within minutes, the company was bombarded with around 3,000 emails demanding Stack's words be reposted. Some of the emails contained personal threats against Mr. Mellon, the owner of the company. Says, what's funny is most people were pretty much praising him, said Mellon. Now, is that funny? It's not really a big shock, because people are pretty upset. A lot of people in this country are pretty upset at the status quo. The government just taking money hand over fist with no end in sight, creating new regulations all over the place, trying to micromanage people's lives in so many different ways. I understand the anger, and I understand the outrage, and I understand what would drive somebody like Joe Stack to do what he did. And I don't blame anybody for looking at Joe Stack as though he was some sort of hero. I don't blame them for that because, well, to them, Joe Stack's the only guy who's doing something about it. And I'm not saying that what Joe Stack did was right. I firmly disagree with what he did. But from the perspective of the little guy out there who just feels like he's being screwed over, kind of like Joe Stack felt like he was being screwed.
He was.
They look to Joe Stack and they say, wow, that guy actually did something. And that's why I think that they consider
him a hero.
Nobody
points out the living hell that the IRS turns people's lives into every single day in this country. I'm not saying I support it either. I don't. I don't think it's a good idea to just go kill thieves. And that's what the IRS is, as far as I'm concerned, a band of thieves. I also don't think it works, even if you were of the sort that thinks that executing thieves is a good idea. I don't think that it's a system that works going after the government in a violent fashion. Even if you believe that the criminals should be taken care of in a violent fashion, I don't think that going after the government is going to be successful because it's only going to make matters worse, not better.
Certainly right. But nonetheless, let me continue here. Bob Schultz is commenting here from We the People, founder of the anti-government We the People Foundation. You see how the liberty movement is being labeled anti-government? Because, well, it's just much more negative, and you sound, it's just a way to malign people. And I might have used to call myself anti-government in the past, but I prefer pro-freedom now, because I think it's important to be in favor of something rather than against something. And I'm not against government, I'm in favor of self-government. What I am against, if I'm going to be against something, would be coercive government. The idea that these strangers, calling themselves the state of fill-in-the-blank or the federal government, can tell us how we should live our lives, can tell us what we can and cannot do. I'm against that, but I'm in favor, fully in favor, of self-government. and voluntary order. So that makes me pro-liberty. Anyway, there's more coming up here. We'll talk about what the media is saying about this movement. It's Free Talk Live.
Attention, all active duty members and veterans of the U.S. military. Your proud service to your country entitles you with the right to participate in special VA loan programs with benefits not available to the general public, like the ability to purchase a new home with no down payment or mortgage insurance, or refi with cash out up to 100% of your present home equity with less strict credit criteria. You are entitled to these benefits. Review them online at varadio.com.
This is Tim Lewis from iFreedom Direct and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. I want you to know that as a member or veteran of the United States military, you've earned special rights and privileges. On your feet! And get the details at varadio.com.
iFreedom Direct Corporation is a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, certain restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to varadio.com. varadio.com.
For men who want intimacy and pleasure back in their life, it's not a question of if, but when. So, Ben, when you want the spark back in your love life, when you want to bring back intimacy, when you want to please the special woman in your life, use Mojo Ryzen. Mojo Ryzen is a safe, revolutionary herbal sexual formula for men that combines ancient Chinese school of thought and modern science to significantly support stamina, performance, and pleasure. Mojo Ryzen is a proven 100% natural product that works the first time, every time. Mojo Ryzen works even after consuming alcohol. Mojo Ryzen will not give you unwanted side effects. Mojo Ryzen will allow you to give your partner what they deserve. Try just 3 capsules of Mojo Ryzen, and if not completely satisfied, send back the remainder for a full refund. Buy Mojo Ryzen at mojo-radio.com. That's mojo-radio.com. Or call toll-free 1-877-330-1120. That's 1-877-330-1120. Go big, go strong with Mojo Ryzen all night long.
Did you know there is a growing number of researchers who agree that 90% of all disease begins in the colon? Did you know that 80% of all Americans suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? If allowed, our bodies are capable of healing themselves. The key to optimal health is not only what we eat, but also a healthy digestive system and a strong immune system. At Freshwater Organics, we offer FPP, a daily organic supplement that helps eliminate parasites, heavy metals, and high cholesterol naturally and safely. FPP, or fossilized phytoplankton powder, has been used worldwide for thousands of uses and is now available from Freshwater Organics. In addition, we offer an entire line of products to help cleanse waste and toxins, strengthen your immune system, and improve your overall well-being. Make FreshwaterOrganics.com your first stop for organic and natural supplements at the best prices. Visit FreshwaterOrganics.com. Again, that's FreshwaterOrganics.com, or request your free catalog by mail by calling 888-949-3570.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663, or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. Dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Mark.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. The features are free, so enjoy those on us. And those features include different ways to listen. We've got a broadband version of the show, a dial-up version, a webcam. We've got listen lines. Get all the details free over at listen.freetalklive.com. That's listen.freetalklive.com.
Have you ever lost power? It's inconvenient for sure. Maybe even debilitating. Now, imagine you could flip a switch and have your solar backup system provide you with quiet power when you need it. No fumes or noise like a gas generator, and not nearly the maintenance. Go to mysolarbackup.com now and check it out. And it doesn't need to be sunny outside right when the solar power, you know, when you click this on. It's got batteries. It's just charged with a solar, you know, solar panel, and it's ready when you need it. Go to mysolarbackup.com. Check it out today.
Toll-free number, 800-259-9231. We're going to come back here to the story from ABC News that is it's trying to explain to its audience what the so-called anti-government movement is, and we'll find out if they've gotten it right. But first, let's go to Joe in Connecticut. Joe, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Joe in Connecticut, going once. Joe in Connecticut, going twice. Okie doke.
Hello? Hello?
Hey, there he is. Joe, there he is.
I don't know what that was, but all right.
It's all right. Go for it.
So I was listening to you guys on Friday when you were talking about the Rasmussen poll, about the 21% of people consent to the government or something to that effect.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it's an amazing poll.
Yeah. Well, I posted something on Facebook a few weeks ago, and I later on posted it on the FTL forum, and I just wanted to share that with you guys.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. It's just kind of like a few people that I had grown up with give me a lot of garbage, shall we say, about my stance on pro-freedom and everything, and they're very pro-military in that mindset. So this was kind of my response. I posted a quote from Anthem by Ayn Rand. I won't read the whole quote, but it's the one about men broke the chains and so on and so forth. I'm sure you're familiar with that.
It's been a decade plus since I read that book.
First, men was enslaved by the gods, but he broke the chains. Then he was enslaved by the kings, but he broke the chains. He was enslaved by his birth, by his kin, by his race, and he broke the chains. He declared to all his brothers that man has rights which neither god nor king nor...
From Ayn Rand's Anthem.
Yeah, well, anyway, yeah, you get that. So, anyway, this was my response. Today, I cast off the chains of we. I do not consent to the government, the authority, to take from me that which is rightfully mine. I withhold my right to my person and property. I do not authorize the government to use my money to bail out the banks and the auto industry, what I was aggressed against and stolen from. While I would have had no thoughts, I would not have thought twice about sending money to Haiti in their relief efforts, I did not consent to the government aggressing on me and stealing my right to do with my money anything I felt. I do not consent to socialized medicine or to using my money to find other people jobs. It is my responsibility to improve my station in life as it is your own. Do not steal from me to benefit yourself or neighbor. There are many people who would call themselves good, decent, God-fearing people, and yet they wish me dead. Assuming this God you speak of is real, why would he wish me dead simply because I did not support the unjust murder of a group of people they do not know? They only believe these people are evil because of the propaganda they buy into from another group of people that they don't even know.
You're talking about there, you're referencing the people in the Middle East, I presume?
Exactly.
Gotcha.
While I fundamentally disagree wholeheartedly in their belief system, I still do not wish death upon them. Because even though they feel the need to aggress on others...
Just to interrupt you there, I don't think most people that support the government support killing you because they've never thought that far through.
In dealing with the few people that this is a direct statement to certain people that I've had interactions with, and those people, you know, have said things like, well, if you don't support the military, then you should just stand in front of them and let them shoot you.
Oh, one of those people.
Right, exactly.
Right, if you can't stand behind the military, stand in front of them.
Ugh, gross.
It's very clever. It's funny. They use the English language, you know, stand behind, stand in front, get shot. Nice folks.
Yeah. Go ahead with your thoughts.
How's that today? Because even though they feel the need to aggress on others, natural law, which is the only law I adhere to, prohibits me from aggressing on them. So I'm sorry, I will not be standing in front of the U.S. military overseas so that you might revel in my death. I stand here with an open challenge to anyone who wishes to debate me, civilly and intelligently, as I stand here and pose cogent arguments to counteract your aggression, you stand there and shout obscenities and wish me dead.
That sounds about right, how things are.
Yeah. I was just in debate with one of them on Facebook, you know, one of these folks that would much rather you call you a loon and call Ron Paul Mo Ron Paul. And, you know, yeah, it's very funny, just name-calling and ad hominem attacks and, you know, that kind of thing.
Right. Almost done.
Okay.
If you can't argue your point, don't bother stepping to the podium. So enjoy your wars, enjoy your socialized medicine and your jobs bill and your countless inevitable bailouts. I no longer count myself with the collective we. You can have your police state and your mass aggression on everyone else because I do not consent. And no, I will not be leaving this country because what animal in the zoo would leave one cage for another and call themselves free? I am simply an autonomous, sovereign king in the state of my own individuality. I accept no rule over me, and I force no rule over anyone else. But the scary part for some of you is that I am not alone. I am merely one sovereign king of many, and the movement is growing.
Soon it sure is.
We will no longer exist. Soon you will be the relics of a dead age when men aggressed against other men and justified their theft by its benefit to the collective we.
All set?
That's it.
Hey, so when are you joining the rest of the Sovereign Kings up in New Hampshire?
As soon as I can get enough money to move and find work.
All right. Cool, man. Well, so you posted that on your Facebook account, is that right?
Yeah, I did, and I also posted it under Promoting Liberty on the FTL forum. I also, last night, I had a little epiphany, and I started writing. And I started a little piece. It may go somewhere, it may go nowhere, but I called it the Declaration of Individual Sovereignty. And I threw that also under Promoting Liberty, if you guys want to
check
it out.
Oh, cool. You might find the Free Keen Forum interesting. There's a discussion going on about essentially writing up our own Declaration of Independence or Constitution or whatever you want to call it, and kind of going through the same motions that the so-called Founding Fathers did. Because, well, I mean, if that's all it takes to create your own society and, you know, declare independence, then I think we should do that. That way we can point to our pieces of paper and say, see, we're not in your society. We've got our own. That might be interesting to you, and it sounds like you could add something to that discussion. Thank you for the call. You can go there at forum.freekeen.com. 800-259-9231. Bring up whatever you want. It's Free Talk Live.
Lose 1 to 2 pounds a day the healthy way and keep it off with the help of the entire Real HCG diet. With an average weight loss of 1.5 to 2 pounds a day, you can be in that bikini or swimming suit in no time. You've heard of people spending over $700 for this exact same diet at doctor's offices? Now you can start the entire HCG diet for under $100. YourHCG.com is the largest HCG reseller in the entire country, and we want to help you. We have helped thousands of people shed unwanted weight, so call YourHCG.com today. No prescription required. No doctor visit required. No painful injections. With every purchase, we'll provide you with everything you need, including your supply of HCG, unlimited one-on-one phone and email support from one of our amazing health coaches, in addition to a large list of menus, diets, and much more. Visit www.yourhcg.com or call us at 877-748-2709 to order your HCG today. Again, that's 877-748-2709 at yourhcg.com. We love you.
We're now in 2010. Change is the buzzword. Politics are changing in the negative direction. How about positive change? Thousands of customers have experienced positive change. Yes, thousands. How? By logging on to GetTheTea.com. Thousands of people have lost weight or felt better or experienced extra energy just by drinking Life Change Tea. That's why they called it Life Change Tea, because it changes your life for the positive. Life Change Tea's natural ingredients go to work on your body, cleansing harmful chemicals and toxins from your system, which makes you fat and lethargic. Do you want a life change? Log on and join the thousands. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Oh, and by the way, it tastes great. So call us right now, 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Life Change Tea is a proud member of the Better Business Bureau.
This is an important message from HempUSA.org. For our listeners who are advancing in age, baby boomers, and to all who want to be healthy, we urge you to try our microplant powder and see the difference it makes in your life. Please visit HempUSA.org and read about microplant powder. It's easy to take, one heaping tablespoon in any liquid three times a day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. Please inform your family, friends, and relatives about this incredible product. It can change your life if you give it a chance. So try microplant powder today. Call 908-691-2608. In this toxic world, microplant powder can help now in cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, viruses, fungus, and bacteria. Please download our catalog at hempusa.org today.
George Washington said, "Government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, like fire. It is a dangerous servant and a fearful master." America's government is no longer the servant of the people and the protector of our liberty, but has become that fearful master. We the people must understand the nature of this government gone awry if we are to be successful in saving our country. America is being deliberately destroyed by a cabal of international gangsters so that she can be forced into subjugation to a one-world government. The God-given, unalienable rights of the Declaration of Independence are in jeopardy. We must not let them be stolen by ambitious and evil men. Utopia Silver Supplements believes it is our God-given right to make our own health care decisions however we deem best. If we can help you with your supplement needs and better health, then help us win this health freedom battle. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A silver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. Dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features for free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. You like this program, you want to be kept in the loop as to what's happening with Free Talk Live, we have different ways for you to do so. Go to news.freetalklive.com. You find out you can sign up via email. You can hop on board with our Twitter account. You can become a fan on our Facebook page. And it's all available over at news.freetalklive.com. So we're going to continue with your phone calls here. John is in New York. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello, John.
John? Hey, Ian and Mark, how's it going?
Super. What's on your mind tonight?
Today, I disobeyed a New York State trooper.
How'd that go?
Well,
you're not in jail.
No. I'm calling from the jailhouse locker room here now. we got this new thing here in Long Island where when you get off the highway and you're pulling onto a road that's now apparently a state road, they have this little, inspection kind of going on where I'm coming down the ramp and I see two state trooper patrol cars parked on the ramp with two big old troopers with their hats and everything walking up and down the ramp. And, cars are passing them. Every now and then they point at a car and they point to the side of the road.
Hmm.
And sure enough, these drivers,
right,
they pull over and stop. And I'm thinking to myself, I don't see these troopers really saying anything like pull over or
is this an order
to the side of the road. They're just pointing. They're pointing they're pointing cars over to the side of the road. And they point a car to the side of the road and out comes their little invoice book and they handing out a bill here and there.
Mm.
And as I'm approaching, I was wearing my seatbelt all the time. I said, I just gotta give this a try here. So I take my seatbelt off, which, there's a law here in New York that you have to protect yourself with a seatbelt.
Everywhere in the nation, except for New Hampshire.
Or else, except New Hampshire, or else they're going to give you a bill. So as I'm approaching, I slow down, because there's, two pedestrians there on the side of the road, and people want to be rude. And one of them points at me and points to the side of the road. So I smile and wave back at him. And then I just kind of accelerate gently going down the ramp.
That's awesome.
And I'm watching my rearview mirror. These guys are going to jump in their patrol cars and chase me down. And they both look at my car like with these really confused looks on their faces. And then the next thing that happened was really amazing. There was a white van behind me coming down the ramp. Some Joe Plumber or something, in a, one of those white Ford vans. And they point to him and point him to the side of the road. He just went ahead and did the same thing I did.
Nice.
And followed me, and we both merged into the road. And then later down the road, I stop at a red light, and he pulls up next to me. So I roll the window down, and I go, yeah, we showed them. And he smiles and gives me the thumbs up back.
That's fantastic.
You're under arrest.
Now we have a little moment of civil disobedience. And not only did I deny the state one of their little $100 bills, but I guess I inspired someone else to stand up to the man.
I've seen that happen in traffic before, too, where people will just be backed up at some silly thing that the state is doing unnecessarily. I remember there was they'd left some cones out in the road when they were trying to clean up a construction project here in Keene. And so it was a four-lane road, but we're on the side with the two lanes. And so the cones were in one lane, and all these cars were backed up. And it was just like this kind of one cone sort of off to the side. And, I went around and just pulled on over and went by the cone and just used that lane, which you weren't supposed to use because the cone was still there, but clearly nothing was going on. And I don't recall if anybody followed me in that particular case, but I have seen instances where people will just be sitting obediently until somebody decides to break one of the rules, and then all of a sudden, the coast is clear. That guy did it, so I can do it too. And I hope that it's experiences like yours that I think bode well for the future of civil disobedience and non-cooperation, because if we can show people that that these things are doable, that it's okay to not always be completely obedient, then maybe more people will feel comfortable with that, and that will lead to the state just giving up on enforcing silly nonsense.
I think that sometimes the state, the rules that they have are good rules, for whatever reason. I just think that people
don't be an apologist, Mark.
Look, man. I mean, if they've got a cone there and the thing's like full of gravel or metal spikes, and Ian gets holes in his tires, fine. Let him pay for the stinking holes in his tires. What's that?
Yeah, I think it had more to do probably with them being just lazy and
likely
not wanting to.
Certainly happen.
Actually fish for their meal, and just go and pick on the other obedient sheep there.
Yeah, in your case, I think it was very, yours is very interesting. However, I wonder about these cones in the road thing. I wasn't there. And I don't trust Ian's judgment.
Any other thoughts for us, Joe? Or John, rather?
No, enjoy and disobey.
Thank you. Appreciate hearing from you tonight. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Yeah, I'm actually surprised they didn't have a cruiser down the road somewhere key up on their radios and say, we got this guy who just went by us, and describe the car and have him pulled over down the road. I'm surprised they didn't do that. But maybe they just count on everybody being so obedient they didn't even think about it. They thought, we'll just point at people, point on the side of the road, and they'll all just go right over. And I bet you 99% of them did, or 98, or 90, up in the 90s. I bet they did.
Right. I think that probably the only two deviants that day were those two.
Man, I don't know. New York City, are they all that obedient?
That's not New York City. That's Long Island.
New York, you're right. That's close to
It is New York City. I don't know what you can, in New York City, I don't think you could do anything like that just because there's no place to pull over.
Toll-free number, 800-259-9231. So if you've got a civil disobedience or non-cooperation story that...
I can't even imagine they give out speeding tickets in New York City. I can't even imagine.
All right, so we continue here. A story from ABC News where they are trying to explain the so-called Patriot Movement. And it's... I don't know if I'm in the Patriot Movement. I think at one time I would have called myself a patriot. But I don't know now if I and my current belief system really gels with the Patriot movement. I think that there are some beliefs I have that probably do, that I know for sure do. But people like Bob Schultz from We the People, which is an organization that I used to follow fairly closely, I unsubscribed from their email list a while
back. I like
back.
A bunch of stuff that they're doing. You know, more stuff that they're doing than not.
But the thing, the impression that I get from groups like We the People and some of the other purported liberty groups out there is that they want to restore the republic. We need to start this over and try again. Go back to the Constitution. You know, kind of all these small government talking points about how things have gone out of control. We need to get things sliced back down to size.
Yeah.
Go back to slavery.
I don't think they intend to go back to slavery.
They talk about the Constitution.
They hope to return to the smaller government that the Constitution was talking about. And I think that is, in thinking about it, it really seems like as much of a pipe dream as, you know, the ideas that you can get, that you can do things inside the marketplace that will replace the government. So I don't know what's going to happen, but I think that probably the most likely result currently is that the government, whether it's run by Democrats or Republicans, whether it's run by people that were supported by Tea Party members or people that were supported by Green Party members, that the government will spend itself into oblivion within the next, I don't know, couple few decades, and then we'll have to figure something else out.
So the story here is quoting Bob Schultz from We the People, saying, he says, there's a huge patriot movement. I've been doing this kind of work for 30 years. Never have I seen the likes of what's going on now. It's delightful. Back to the story. The anti-government movement gathered strength during the early 1990s, resulting in several high-profile standoffs with the FBI. Now, that's kind of a... They're just kind of throwing a few things in there, right? Several high-profile standoffs. What are they referring to? Waco?
Waco
Ruby
and
Ridge?
Ruby Ridge, I guess.
What are the several? I mean, what are the other ones?
These
several is like five or more, right?
Yeah, and I don't know that Waco, else? Would that have been considered patriots? I just thought they were religious whack
That's
jobs.
That's just it. I mean, these are these standoffs that they're talking about came from, and maybe they had small government beliefs. I don't even know. But it was because David Koresh wasn't going to court or something like that. It wasn't because of any kind of principled pro or anti-government. Let's come back with more. More coming up. You bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live.
Imagine you're on trial. The charge against you, violating one of the hundreds of laws Congress passes each year. You rise in your defense and say, Your Honor, I didn't know about this law. How will the judge respond? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org, and I think you know the answer. The judge will reply, ignorance of the law is no excuse. So what's the excuse for your representatives in Congress? Their ignorance is even worse. They don't even read many of the laws they pass. At DownsizedDC.org, we're proposing a simple but powerful idea, the Read the Bills Act, to force Congress to read the laws they pass. Why? Because we believe the federal government is way too big. We want to slow the politicians down. We want to reduce the size and power of the federal government, and we want them to sweat the details just like you do. Check out DownsizedDC.org because ignorance is no excuse, even for a congressman.
A revolution in smoking is underway, a revolution all smokers of traditional cigarettes should know about. Keep listening for a special offer from PowerVapor.com. Standard tobacco cigarettes contain over 4,000 harmful chemicals. Now it's time to release yourself from the grip of big tobacco and experience true smoking freedom. PowerVapor.com is an e-cigarette with the look, feel, and smoke of a real cigarette, but with no tar, no carbon monoxide, and no bad odors. Power Vapor's e-cigarettes deliver just the right amount of nicotine in a water vapor that looks and feels like real smoke. Yes, you choose from four levels of nicotine, and that puts you back in control. Plus, you'll enjoy eight flavors and big savings over traditional cigarettes. Get the facts and see our demonstration video at PowerVapor.com. That's PowerVapor.com. Log on to PowerVapor.com right now for a special 10% discount and 30-day money-back guarantee. PowerVapor.com, the smoking gun heard around the world.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator that produces pure drinking water right from the humidity in the air. No, this isn't science fiction. It's very real. I know because I use one every day in my own home, and it's available right now to you. Because you know exactly where your water comes from with Ecola Blue, you'll know what's in your cup. Clean, great-tasting water without all the pollutants. Get your family off the grid today by ordering your own Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator for your home or business. Their best seller, the Ecola Blue 28, produces up to 7 gallons of water every day. The Ecola Blue 28 is easy to use and economical. Generate your own pure water from the humidity in the air. This system is free of chemicals and uses a multi-stage filtration system, including reverse osmosis, carbon filters, and ultraviolet lights. Order now and claim your water independence today by calling Ecola Blue at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecoloblue.com today.
Global meltdowns, massive unemployment, endless wars, a new currency crisis, financially and morally bankrupt. A great and terrible storm is approaching. So what's the best way to get ready? To get prepared for hard times ahead. Introducing Off the Grid News, a weekly newsletter for independent patriots who want practical advice on how to survive and prosper in an increasingly dangerous world. It's the best way to get a black belt in emergency preparedness, survival skills, and off-the-grid living. Off the Grid News is fiercely independent, all about self-reliance, and packed with helpful information on survival gardening, food preparation, alternative energy, herbal medicines, privacy and security, as well as God, gold, and guns, with absolutely no apologies. And the best part? This $100 a year service is now free of charge for our listeners. That's right, free for our listeners who sign up at offthegridnews.com. That's offthegridnews.com. You can sign up for free at offthegridnews.com. Offthegridnews.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever's on your mind toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Mark.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are free. If you enjoy this program and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can shop with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. Just enter Amazon through that link. Free Talk Live will get a percentage of your purchase. It's Amazon, the world's largest internet retailer with dozens of categories in which you can shop used items, even if you want to save a few extra bucks. Plus, if you're buying brand new, you probably will get free Super Saver shipping because that's available on a whole lot of their products. Head on over to amazon.freetalklive.com.
Also, join more than 500,000 people who've trusted LegalZoom.com for their common legal documents. You can incorporate a business or create your will. If you don't have a will right now, you're just leaving your family and the people that you love wide open. Your stuff, the government's going to be in charge of how it gets dispensed and if it gets dispensed and when it gets dispensed. So go on over there and take care of that will situation now. LegalZoom.com. Use code FTL. You save $10. It's fast and easy. I've done it. LegalZoom.com.
So ABC News has a story by Lee Foran on its website about the so-called anti-government movement or the patriot movement, of which I don't really feel like I'm a part. I'm in favor of freedom. I'm in favor of self-government. And I'm not in favor of violence. And it seems that the patriot movement, although I'm sure many of them would not like to be associated with violence, seems like they are just all over the place being associated with it, especially in the mainstream media here. The anti-government movement, according to ABC News, gathered strength during the early 1990s, resulting in several high-profile standoffs with the FBI. Anti-government militias trained in the woods and prepared for a confrontation with the United States. The militia movement peaked in 1995 when Timothy McVeigh and Terry Nichols bombed the Murrah Federal Building in Oklahoma City, killing 168 people. The anti-government movement became dormant until the mid-2000s. Potok said a militia and extreme anti-government movement fueled initially by anti-immigration sentiment is back in a big way, especially since President Obama took office. And, of course, you can see that in it was happening in the Bush administration, of course, these people, the Minutemen, they might call themselves, going down on the border and trying to take the law into their own hands,
yeah,
and keep them immigrants out of here, sovereignty, national sovereignty,
people.
And, you know, we need more government down here. Sure, we're for smaller government, except on the border. We need more bureaucrats down here. It's just a confused group of people. And I believe in immigration freedom, so I think that alone would probably cast me out from within these patriot circles, and that's the reason why I stopped subscribing.
It's a big issue for a lot of them.
It's the reason why I stopped subscribing to the We the People email newsletter, because I kept seeing this anti-immigrant viewpoint in there, and of course, if you call them on it, well, we're not anti-immigrant, we're just anti-illegal immigrant. So for some reason, the same government that they're so sick and tired of, the same government that they're so upset with, that they think is so large, is completely A-OK when it comes to the immigration bureaucracy.
What their point is consistent. They are principled in that they want to, quote-unquote, return to the Constitution. In reading the Constitution, you can see, and it makes perfectly good sense, that a document that founds a country, that basically a country is defined by its borders, it makes perfectly good sense that they would support, the sovereignty of those borders and people in that country controlling who might enter and who might leave.
But that's not what the Constitution was set up for.
What do you mean?
Well, I mean, Gardner Goldsmith, who unfortunately couldn't join us tonight, has pointed out many times that that's not in the Constitution.
Yeah, it's
there's
funny
naturalization.
It's funny and amorphous. What it says is in there that basically it's something like, and I don't have it right sitting right here in front of me. I wasn't prepared for this, but it's something like the federal government can't control immigration until 1812 or something like that. At which point one would assume then that it could. Like, that makes perfectly good sense. I'm not saying that Gardner isn't a great constitutional scholar, but I can see how people might see something different. Very easily.
Well, anyway, so that's the reason why one of the major reasons why I don't appreciate what some of these people that are calling themselves patriots are doing. They're just arguing for their form of government. They're arguing for so-called smaller government, except they want the military and they want I guess not all want the military doing what it's doing today, but they want the government to do this and this and this. And I don't want the federal government at all. So what do you call me? I guess I'm a secessionist or an independencist or something like that. Let me continue here. According to the April 2009 report by the Department of Homeland Security, the current anti-government climate parallels what federal officials saw in the 1990s. And, of course, they talk about how the militias were training in the woods and preparing for a confrontation.
Have they stopped since the 90s?
The claims are that the movement became dormant until the mid-2000s. Now, I don't know how they know this. I don't know. I mean, are they tracking all of the different militias?
Maybe they were looking for Arabs at that point instead of militia people.
Who knows?
You know, because the government officials weren't looking. Suddenly it wasn't, it wasn't popular anymore.
But I just want to look at the violence.
Maybe
aspect.
Maybe it lost its traction when the Republicans were in office.
Maybe so. I think that's the suggestion here. So I just want to look at the violent types, the gun polishers, as you might call them, the people that are constantly agitating for violence and talking about how, well, you should go and kill these people and blow these things up, and we're going to take back our country, take back our country, we'll do it by violence if necessary. I mean, we could just go on about some of the things that they say, but as they're pointing out here, they were training in the woods. I saw some of the video footage of it. These militias were out there to get their camo on and get their guns out and shoot and do things in the woods and prepare for whatever. What the hell are you preparing for?
Something that someone gives them warning for.
Right. And that's kind of what I was wanting to ask here. Maybe somebody is in our audience that can answer this, 800-259-9231. But what were they preparing for? When would they know that it was time to do what they were going to do? I mean, there sure is a lot of talk about when that time is to use some sort of violence against the state. I would not talk about that because I don't believe in it anymore. At one time I did, but for those people that do believe in it, for those people that do agitate for the violence, what were you looking for? What trigger? What? I mean, y'all are out in the woods training. what was next? What was going to come next? I mean, clearly nothing, because nothing ever happened, right? I mean, here we are
when
over a decade
later.
They
guns.
Well, they did that in after Hurricane Katrina. Maybe there weren't any militias down there in
They weren't
the
consistent
south.
Enough. They didn't keep taking the guns. They didn't take enough guns.
I heard Katrina. I'm just wondering, I mean, what are the criteria? What were the onus of criteria that these folks had to say, all right, boys, this is it. Let's
this is
line
the
up.
Big one.
Head on out. Get your fatigues on. We're heading out into the city, and we're going to take over City Hall.
Yeah, I mean, that's a bad idea.
I know, but really, I mean, what was the trigger, and what was the plan? I mean, it's all well and good to get into, you know, go out into the woods and shoot some stuff with your buddies, but did you have anything more? I'm just curious. Are there any of the militia people listening tonight? 800-259-9231. And I don't say this to goad them or egg them on, because I think that violence is not the answer. I'm just curious, you know? What were you going to do?
You know, taking City Hall, what would be the point in that? Just thinking about it. Because you could take City Hall. It wouldn't be that difficult.
Hard. No, mostly just bureaucrats in there.
Well, you know, there's probably some cops around, and, you know, they may run away, or they may, you know, pull out their guns and get blown away, or whatever it is that they do. You probably could take City Hall and most mid-sized metros, you know, with a dozen guys. It wouldn't be that difficult. But then what do you do with it? Then they're going to surround you, and what do you blow it up? Well, the bureaucrats will just work in tents for a while. The government is more than its buildings, you know?
I suppose you could say they weren't going to do something that brash, perhaps maybe engage in a guerrilla campaign of taking out the political muckety-mucks, the higher-ups, the police chiefs, the city council, that kind of thing. Just kind of an assassination campaign.
Sure, but
or something.
You might be able to pull that off too, for a la the John Wilkes Booth. You might get several guys to do it all at once. You know, there's a the text goes out and okay, and we act, and within 15 minutes, maybe even an hour, you could knock off six bureaucrats of your choosing or whatever, the very worst ones in your local area, or if you want to go larger. But you know, after that, then the bureaucrats are all going to get security details, and the taxpayer is going to pay for all those security details. So you really don't succeed in doing anything by doing that, you know?
Yeah, that's what I wanted to look at, is, I mean, what is it that they were considering doing, and what would the result of it be? And it seems like in every single case of
I understand
violence,
the frustration. I just don't know where it's all going to go.
Well, it seems like in every single case of using violence, whether it's this guy flying the plane into the building, or the guy with the killdozer going around his town, just
I don't know what they're
going
to do to protect
things.
IRS buildings from here on out, but they're going to do something.
There was a guy that went into a city council meeting and just iced the mayor and shot some of the city councilors.
Government ain't over. Not
right.
In that town and not anywhere.
Right. I mean, when has the government folded up and said, oh, man, it is just getting too hot and heavy in here for us. We're out of here.
We sure made that guy go. We've learned our lesson. We made that guy pretty mad.
Yeah. Toll-free number 800-259-9231. Add your thoughts into this discussion or bring up anything. It's Free Talk Live.
Do you have hair or skin problems? Are you sensitive to fragrances or dyes? Quit suffering. Quit trying the latest, new, and improved potions. Try Unicure Hair and Skin Conditioner. It's been sold in top salons since 1973, and I've been using it for the past year, and I love it. Unicure's Hair and Skin Conditioner's gentle, greaseless formula is fragrance and color free. If you have hair or skin, you need Unicure. Call 888-UNICURE or visit unicure.com. 888-UNICURE. Unicure.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.